cleaned up stuff today. It was a good day, both offensively and defensively. Defensively, I thought their practice compared to yesterday, much better. Had a couple of interceptions. Guys were flying around. We're still in that installation phase, so learning some new things. But some younger guys, Greg Lawson, saw him do some good things. Thurston, linebacker, you talked about some rookies, how they're doing. He's showing up. He's got good length. He's picking things up pretty fast. On offense, again, another day of insulation for them as well. I see it just more precision. You know, guys lining up, knowing the shifts and motions. Right now, that's what we're looking at because there is some newness to the offense. Body language, I think, is important. You know, how they handle adversity. So they seem to be doing a pretty good job. I appreciate their efforts in these last 2 days. So we need to finish off strong tomorrow. 3 days in a row in OTAs, it's going to be a challenge. You know, usually you give a day off and they're in between. But we'll strain them a little bit, see how it goes, and go from there.
How do you feel like the leadership is with your offensive line right now?
You know what, I was looking at that watching. I think our offense line, they're not where we need it to be yet as far as gelling as a unit. But I like the pieces. You know, I do. I like the pieces. I think there's some strong personalities in there mixed with the other guys. They're all competitive. So it's bringing that group together to be one. But I'm seeing signs of it, but not where it's at. But I think, I think once they understand each other and understand how each one operates, what motivates Luke, what motivates Jeremy, what motivates Linder, you know, and they get a feel for those things, I think that it'll start coming together, you know, faster than it did last year.
What are your thoughts on how Beatles has looked so far?
Pretty good. You know what? I'll give credit. Here's Zane Beatles. He comes in here last year. You know, obviously gets paid, you know, whatever, as a free agent. But, that's what got him to this point. I know that he's changed his stance, changed his footwork, some things like that. That's hard for somebody to do when they came here as a free agent and got taken care of for what they've done. So I appreciate what he's done, and it's helping him. I think he's gaining his confidence back. Not that I think in the middle part of the season it was a little rough. He started gaining at the end, but I think he's back right now. So
The stance thing, just to clarify, was that something last year that he had to do, or is that under Marone?
Just because of our scheme and things, I think, you know, Doug and Luke, they've asked him to kind of change some things, and he's done it real well. So,
Odrick, a new position. How tough, difficult is that transition coming in and new team? And is he
new position?
Well, is he a different scheme almost?
Right. Yeah. But some of the same techniques. Okay. You know, lined up, head up in the tackle, lined up, head up in the tight end. Played some 3 technique in Miami. That's where it was easy for us to see the transition. Calls are different, you know, and system may be a little bit different, but some of the same techniques.
So it's not as drastic as Ziggy was last year.
No. Not as drastic. That's a good point. No, it isn't. Although I know there are some similarities, but not as drastic as Ziggy. I think that if you would ask Jared, he would say that it was more not an attack-react style. Like when he played 3 technique, it was more read technique. You know, get their hands on the guard and play off. Well, we're more attack, penetrating. You know, like Senderic, you're accustomed to seeing him. So that part's been a little bit of a transition.
You guys have an idea. A lot of first-year guys play a lot on offense last year. It's a year later now. Can you tell a difference how they're adjusting the tempo and everything?
Yeah, I do. You see it. I mean, like Storm Johnson, a lot different than he was last year. Hoping to see Allen Robinson and Marquise more. I mean, they're not on the field, so that part. But, you know, and then I see a guy like A. Sanders. I talked to him yesterday. He stepped it up. In the offensive line, I think Luke Boenkel now is different than he was last year. Linder, you see him. So you see, you know, different guys. Blake Bortles, I mean, completely different now than he was last year at this time. So, but still great room for growth, you know. But, it's exciting, that part. I wish we had them all out there together. You know, I wish that would take place, but it is early.
Do you have an idea of the different roles you want for the different backs at this point? What you want Denard to do on off, what you want?
No, we haven't talked about it. I think we're still just identifying their strengths. You see, we got a lot of offense in right now. I mean, we might run 4 different types of race routes with 4 different guys doing it to see who we like running the race route the best, and then we pare it down. You know, so I think we're still in that phase of trying to identify guys' strengths and what route combinations work best for each guy. So it is kind of expansive right now.
Julius Thomas, how have you liked him so far?
He's you saw it yesterday. He did really a nice job. He competed. Love his mentality. Love his attitude. I think if there's a guy, obviously guys like Mercedes and Blake do a good job with leadership, but I feel Julius Thomas has a strong sense of leadership that he can add. And Julius today?
Yeah,
did a good job. Did a good job. I know someone asked about him. I think he got kicked in the calf, you know, so nothing, you know, major. But I think he was out like a couple plays there at the end.
You think that Cooper guy from Jacksonville did? Does the fact he's from Jacksonville, does that enter into your thinking at
all? No, the fact that I think he's pretty fast, you know, was more of an indicator. He had really good speed, and he's got good length, you know, to him. And he showed up in our camp.